Oh my God, it hurts my ears. What is this? Who is saying this? What? Stop. Oh my God. Is that the dispatcher from 1-800-FREE-WILLY?
Jessica.
Uh-oh.
You want to pause it for a second while you pee?
I think it's kind of fun for now.
That's Allie peeing.
Yes. Stop signs are optional. Oh no, we're off to a great start. Nope, no name. I haven't even introduced you yet, but I'd like you to know that our guest, this is the first time anyone's hearing this intro.
It's really exciting. I love it. You worked really hard on it.
Oh, thank you. It has been a work in progress.
I heard a little bit of it when we were doing
Oh my gosh, let me introduce this unknown voice.
Yes.
So of course you have the hoe and the housewife here with someone that's a little bit of both. Like maybe a lot of bit of hoe and a little bit of housewife. We've been friends since high school as well. She's someone who sees life in the same fucked up way that I do. And we constantly find ourselves laughing endlessly at shit that other people don't understand.
I love it.
She's highly intelligent, funny, loving. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's a friend. She's one of my most fucked up friends.
That's a term of endearment, for sure.
Everyone, welcome Vanessa to the show.
I'm here. Clapping soundbite.
Oh my God. I feel like listeners have kind of heard about Vanessa a little bit.
No.
And like coming briefly down to Florida. Yeah, like your name once.
You said my name and then I was really pissed because we had so many stories and you were like, no, I'm not talking about those.
I know, because we just had like some of the stories are a little fucked up with us and I want to respect your, you know, privacy / your opinion so you can tell it yourself on the show.
Well, we're here, so let's fuck it up.
This is my first time meeting Vanessa, but we're basically the same person.
Can I tell you how crazy it is to me that you two, like, I've been friends with both of you
the
for
same amount of time.
16 years.
Mm-hmm. And we're finally in the same room.
And you two meeting made me, like, come in my pants a little bit.
I feel like we've been at the same place at least once or twice, but, like,
I don't think we have.
There's no way. The fact that you guys know, like, there was a group chat earlier going around about a boyfriend of mine in high school. And,
yeah,
like, literally.
That was so weird because you sent it and I was like, wait. I didn't know she knew him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I was a little mean.
I responded to that picture, by the way. Did you see that?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not friends with him on Facebook. I don't know. Yeah. But the fact, again, that like we've lived
so many.
She was on the going away party bus. You guys have definitely met.
You were?
Yeah. So that's, because I remember being at Punch Bowl Social and I feel like you were there.
Yeah, they were there.
When I walked in and I saw Victor, I was like, I think I know
his abs.
Yes. All 10,000 of them.
I kind of want to talk about hashtags really quick before we get started.
Okay.
Stop signs are optional. Hashtag. SSAO.
Hashtag.
You said that really sexy. Like you had like sex in your eyes. I was watching you.
Lindsay could totally be a sex. What do people even
like
call
a sex operator? Like 1-900?
I actually have a friend that was just telling me that he's getting into the sex phone business. And I said the same thing.
I could do that.
Ooh, girl.
Oh,
ooh.
Vanessa.
Vanessa already asked Victor if she could sell feet pics.
Can we just can we do another like raise your hand if you have a boner right now?
I do.
Vanessa sent us a picture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I feel like you both of you ladies have such a good radio voice.
So sexy. I mean, are people sex operators anymore? Or do they just sell feet pics?
Call one? Does it cost money? Can we
do that? 100%
cost money. It does, but we could call it just like, it doesn't cost money.
I've got a dollar.
Apparently, only a dollar.
No, evidently, like, it doesn't charge you until you input your credit card information.
Oh my God. How does it charge you? Or does it just like go to your cell phone bill?
Do you remember payphones in high school?
Yes.
Yes.
And I remember going to cheerleading. This is actually something I don't think anyone knows about me.
Uh-oh.
I went to cheerleading camp in fourth grade.
Okay.
I did not like it. No diss to like cheerleaders. I guess it takes a lot of work. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
Cheerleading is a sport.
It is. It is. No, I, my, yes. But I used to like, cause I didn't like being there.
Your heart wasn't in it.
No, I was just a dancer. I was not a cheerleader.
Right.
And I would go to the payphones and I would dial 1-800-FREE-WILLY and it was a sex.
Stop.
Yeah. Can we dial it? My phone is actually recording the back of my head.
Right. So you'll see some of this.
At the moment. Hi guys.
What am I calling? 1-800-FREE-WILLY.
Free Willy. Yeah. Put it on Speaks.
Hang on.
Speaks.
Please.
Well, I can't believe we're meeting for the first time.
Instagram, if you guys, we have had so many people sending us pictures and like some fun videos.
Yes.
One bad comic, Israel, you are bomb diggity.
It's happening.
Please tag stop signs are optional or SSA.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
This is so good.
We have a special promotion today for select callers. If you are over 50, please press 1 now.
The fuck?
If not, press 2.
Press 2. Wait, no, press 1.
This is free. No, I
yeah,
not.
Press 1.
Or over 50?
You are over 50. Please press 1.
Yeah. Okay. What, just for like erectile dysfunction?
Thank you for calling the Medical Alert Center. This is Jessica.
Stop.
Goodbye, Free Willy. Jessica.
Free Willy has changed.
10 years ago. Willy could free himself and now he cannot.
That was, oh my gosh. PSA, sex operators no longer exist. Shit. That's so funny.
Medical alert.
Oh my God.
I'm I guarantee
call
if
back
we
from
stayed,
like 911, being like, are you okay?
No
life
way.
Alert.
No fucking way that 1-800.
My face right now. I'm thinking in my head, like all the people that probably called 20 years ago
yes.
need life alert now.
Oh my God. Okay. You're so right.
I have two thoughts. One is exactly what you just said, Allie. And the second one is, what if that's just a cover? What
oh,
if like,
fuck.
What if we stayed on the line?
To Jessica.
Yeah. What if Jessica is like,
hey,
medical
Jessica.
Alert?
Hello.
Medical attention. No.
It's not changing.
Jessica, yes. My heart is stopping.
Yeah. Oh yes. God.
That might have to be something for after the bar.
Can we call
let's
back?
Do that later.
Yeah.
At 2
okay. I
want to
call back again.
Jessica's like at 2 a.m.
And let's say that we're under 55 at that point.
Oh.
See.
Yeah. What's the difference?
Did it say man or just adult?
No, it just said if you're over 55, press 1. So I wonder what the difference is.
That's so funny. Well, I think this like basically segues into the fact that you're
Free
a housewife,
Willy.
But you're also a hoe.
Exactly. You were the first one to pick up your phone. Hilarious. Huh? Fucking.
Oh my God.
Hilarious.
Vanessa, when did you become a housewife?
Oh God, 2008.
2008?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fuck.
So you were like a newborn.
Yes. Correct.
I think that it's important.
Brand new.
Yeah. Important to point out that although we have been friends the same amount of time, both Allie and Vanessa mm-hmm. and I, Vanessa and I had, we determined this evening, 13 years of separation between where we left off and where we came back to being friends again.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
13
Insane.
Years.
I wonder what the longest was for us, maybe a year.
Oh, not even. I think a couple of months.
That's so like, crazy.
Yeah.
13 years.
So basically you guys graduated high school and a few years later you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Were you and Victor together in high school?
No.
No? Okay.
No. We met when I was in college and we got married the summer after I graduated.
That's so crazy. Yeah. And you guys are still together, which is amazing.
Yeah.
12 years.
Yes. She says, yeah, like it blew her own mind.
When you get married young, the statistics are like against you.
Agreed. And he is a year and a half younger than me. So he was only 20 when we got married.
Which is like
That's
10 years
so
in
crazy.
Dog years.
I legit had to buy his alcohol on our honeymoon.
Wow.
And let's talk about how Victor just wanted Smirnoff Ice.
Oh my God, I'm buying him one tonight. I'm doing ice
Wait,
him.
Wait, can you ice him?
Yes.
Let's bring icing back.
Just say
I'm not surprised
I'm
by that though.
Really sorry I couldn't be at your wedding, but here's your gift.
That is insane.
Say that.
No, I'm just gonna say I heard I'm that your favorite thing back in the day was Smirnoff Ice. So here you go.
Yeah.
Get down on your knees, bitch.
And to,
yes,
to really show our age, like
I shimmied.
We visited a Blockbuster on our honeymoon.
Wow, you're aging us real bad.
Fuck.
Payphones and Blockbuster, we're screwed at this point so far.
Oh my gosh.
Well, being together so long, how do you guys like keep it spicy and
Ooh, give us the dirty.
Because I've only been married for a year and a half.
Okay, so
not even.
Are you guys ready to like dive deep?
That's what this is all about.
Okay, so when we first got married, Victor was really like super conservative, and when like we first met, things weren't spicy at all.
Yeah, he was. He had to be broken open.
Yes,
whatever.
Indeed. And we probably spent the first like 8 years of our marriage like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time. So basically, like, we were just going through the motions. Like, we met, we got married, we had a kid, we bought a house, we had another kid, we got a dog, we had a third kid, we bought another house, and then like shit kind of slowed down and we were like, fuck, what now? Like, do we really like each other? Like, what is this? But we do,
obviously. It's been 12 years.
Spoiler alert, they like each
spoiler
other.
Spoiler alert. So then this is gonna kind of like, I don't know, maybe throw a curveball, but whatever. We were like, what if we kind of start like, I don't know, asking other people to join us?
Okay, all right, right? Yeah, really spicing it like, up.
So we started from this like ultra conservative,
wait, like in the bedroom.
Yes.
Okay, girl. I'm ready for
this. So we started out like this ultra conservative.
Get this girl another beer.
Like, we're having sex missionary style twice a week.
Oh my God, to, like, so boring.
Right? Yeah. So to now just like really being super honest with each other, like a lot of that stuff was like, we were still thinking about that, but like in private, like watching porn, like these crazy orgies, like watching porn and never communicating that with each other.
Yeah.
But finally, I guess like life kind of slowed down and we're like, hey, let's actually talk about this shit. Like, you watch porn and you like this and so do I. So let's just make this a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, but who made the first step in that? Was it you? Because there's things that you talk about during sex, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Tom and I have talked about things during sex, but I never know if I don't think I would ever be able to go through with it.
So in college, like I've had experience with multiple people in college, and Victor.
Whore.
Okay. Those are also terms of endearment here.
And so that was kind of something that was always like in the back of my mind. Like, I have experience with this. It's fun. And then obviously I knew that he was like watching porn and like enjoyed that kind of stuff. So then we started talking about it more and we were both like, hey, like, it's just something that we both always think about. Mm-hmm. So I think it probably started one time when we were like having sex and like talking about it and like, oh, like, what's your fantasy? And we obviously knew what the answer was,
right?
But it was the first time that we were just like, let's talk about this.
Considering acting upon it.
Yeah. So then like it kind of just snowballed. Like, we joined all these apps and I can't believe I'm talking about this.
Okay. I mean, I would love to just play like a little clip that I have of us from Florida.
Oh, fuck.
With Victor.
Do it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I just want to document your first experience golfing ever, having clubs in between your hands.
It made me mad. I'm usually really good with things in my hands. And I wasn't good. I came in last both times.
What did the hard metal feel like in your hands?
Jesus. I didn't like it. That's all I have to say. I didn't like it. You're the one putting the thing in my face.
Yep. You're right. But I didn't want to put it too close.
Paul's going to put the thing in your face. Like.
Whoa! Oh. Can you say that again for the live studio audience?
Cannot.
He said, you're both going to put the thing in your face.
Yes.
He was talking about his dick in both of our faces.
Ew!
I don't share that same sentiment.
Word so hard.
Lindsay is my second wife.
Ah, okay, I'm falling.
She fell.
That's so good. Yeah, that was us after playing Topgolf.
Fuck, I didn't feel like we were that drunk yet.
No, not at all.
That's always how it happens.
Cool. Yeah, it was just us like being us. And I have a couple takeaways.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
One of them being that I love that Victor, when given the opportunity, will just like have one-liners that are hilarious. Like when he's like,
"All the time.
I'm going to put the dick in your fucking both of your faces."
That's awesome.
It's so funny because he's so quiet all the right. time. But then he always like, I feel like even just like in our group chat this week, he was just like, I'm going to put this dick in your ass.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Out of nowhere.
Where did that come from? But it is funny because sometimes like he is such an introvert. That at times when he says stuff like that, I can feel him being like, okay, like this is okay to say it. And then I'll be like, whoa, no, too much. And
that's
then
it's so like, funny.
He's probably so confused.
No, but that's like, so when I hear him saying things like that, I'm like his biggest cheerleader because he came from such like a conservative kind of like mindset about everything, about sex, about gender roles, about everything. So when he comes out and says things like that, I'm like, yes, that is really awesome. Yeah!
Literally, figuratively.
You probably are thinking also like I did that. Like you had a huge part in that.
Maybe. No, but like that's an interesting point because I don't think I've actually ever thought about that because he was super like religious when we met and I was more along the mindset like if this is important to you then yeah like then whatever then that's our life and I never really I don't know like I didn't think twice about it.
You guys kind of grew up together though. Like you grew out of that together and yeah.
Yeah, but his mindset was totally different. Like he was like, "Oh, she's marrying me, so she must also be super like conservative and like he was also along the mindset of like, "Okay, we're going to be like this Christian family and go to church." And he was literally a worship pastor. I don't know if you know that, but like
a worship pastor?
Like he like led the congregation in worship. Like he
got up
on the stage and had a guitar and I sang with him on stage in front of church. Like it was a thing that we did.
I remember seeing your Facebook and your social media then. And I remember you driving past my mom's house and you stopped. You had like some red car. You stopped to say hi. And I was nervous to see you because I thought you like hated me. Not hated. I just thought because I felt like we were in such different points of life. Like you were like having a family and this husband and, you know, this church life that I felt kind of, because I felt really judged by a lot of people from like, you know, that time of life that were in church. And I remember thinking, I mean, obviously now I look back and I'm like, that was silly. But you know, we go through these different periods of life and you don't know how people change and grow. Like I've stepped away from a lot of friendships and relationships because, you know, we've grown in different directions. So I don't know. I was like, that's intimidated.
Weird. Because I've always been like the same person. It was more, my whole mentality of that was like, I love this human. And if this is what is important to him, then great. Because like, I mean, I don't care one way or another. Like if he wants to do this, then like, great. It's not important to me, but if it's important to him, I love him. Like,
yeah.
And that's always kind of been my mindset. But he was like, I don't know. I guess I didn't really communicate that to him. So I guess when we kind of stumbled upon the, oh, we don't really believe in God and let's have sex with everybody, it was kind of like a happy accident.
So how far into your marriage?
A real happy accident. Well, ending.
I kind of want to back it up because we think that we may just be meeting for the first time. Communicating and having conversation for the first time. How long were you and Victor together before you guys got married?
We were together, we dated for 10 months.
Okay.
And then we were engaged for a year.
Okay. And is that because his desire, because he was so conservative was to
get
married and start family, white picket fence, all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we had sex one time before we were married.
I was going to ask, but I didn't know how personal it was going to be because you're saying he's super conservative. So assumptions, we know what it's like to assume you make an ass out of you and me, but I assumed
I'm usually right when I assume.
Well, I know. I assumed, and I'm sure a lot of listeners also assume maybe you guys didn't have sex before marriage.
Maybe twice, but it almost broke us up. Like he was devastated because of like,
was that
this I don't perception know
if that was his first time or not.
Yeah. Yes. I'm the only person he has ever had sex with.
That's sweet.
I've obviously had my own experiences and it's weird to be saying that we've been together for 12, 13 years. What year is that?
2020.
We met in 2006. So we've been together for 14 years.
That's amazing.
So it's kind of weird to be together with someone for 14 years and be like, no, I think you should definitely have sex with other people.
How has that been going though? Like, since you guys have had that conversation, because that was my second takeaway from that segment, was when I was like, ew. and you were like, I don't agree with that. I don't want anyone's dick near my face.
No, I know that.
First of all, I don't think Victor knew that.
No, he does.
You don't like dick near your face?
No.
Not just randomly. Like, I am way more inclined to fuck someone the first time I meet them than suck their dick. Yeah, and by way more inclined, I mean, like, I don't think that's ever happened.
You know what's funny is that I've heard before that women have said that giving head is way more personal than having sex. I agree.
Yes. I think that is the most intimate form of, like, sexual interaction is oral sex. And in high school, like, girls were just like sucking dick left and right.
Dude,
like,
I was that girl. I was that girl. And I was that girl. I mean, yeah, I think were. I gave. Don't listen to this, mom.
But I, mom,
I hate him. I think I gave my first blowjob in eighth grade.
I remember you telling gross. Me that.
And ew. I remember who it was and where it was. Like, no, fucking gross.
Wait, where was it? Don't tell me.
In my parents' backyard.
In everything happened
like was outside.
Yeah,
you went straight into public sex. Like straight
Jim and I had sex in public all the time.
Yeah, I know.
All the time.
Didn't we talk about this? In
I think it might have aired. No one knows his last name. It's I think fine.
Kind of like segue into another topic is the fact that I think I was so open to giving a lot of blowjobs because I was very insecure about myself.
Oh, is that why so vagina's always open?
No, but like growing up, you obviously like. That's when you're really.
I gotta prove my skills.
Yeah, like, or
I gotta show what I'm good at.
I took any attention that I could get.
Oh,
so I would.
Oh, I just had like an epiphany of my
Lindsay's face right now. It was like the heavens opened up and she was like, "Oh, okay."
Oprah's aha moment, just like
for sure.
The light bulb.
That's usually a correlation between.
Ho?
Well, like, I don't know. Ho. I don't know if I'm going with that.
How so? You can go there. Skirt. It's true. Like, I think a lot of my insecurities played into, like, my sexual adventuresome, like, curiosity, I'll say.
Yeah.
And the sex I was having as a young teen or an older teenager, because that's, I mean, I lost my virginity at, like, 17. Mm-hmm. And into my mid-20s was definitely just basically laying there because I thought like that's what I was supposed to do.
Exactly.
I didn't know what having sex for pleasure really was, except for like the two boyfriends I had during that time. Like that was definitely pleasure seeking for sure. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, genuinely, like I just went with it. Like
I thought it was something I had to do in order to be liked.
Exactly. 100%. 100%. And it wasn't until like probably the last. Sometimes I forget how old I am, so I'll be like a couple years ago. And I'm like, oh wait, that makes me 30.
It's like a decade ago.
No, it truly wasn't until like 28, 29 that I realized like why am I not coming, first of all, during one night stands or like with like why am I not getting things out of this? Why am I sleeping with this person? And I took control of it, of my own pleasure and happiness, and through realizing my own self-worth is what that became. And now I'm a lot pickier, which probably sounds crazy because there's still a lot of boys that come through, but it's definitely for I have confidence behind it, so it's a totally different experience than it used to be.
I was just perusing Instagram when we were going through some technical issues
difficulties. Yeah,
yeah.
Difficulties.
And I saw a meme on Crazy Bitch Prob's Instagram.
Yes,
it was it was from a tweet from a woman named Irina, and it said, from now on every time I go to a dude's house to have sex and he doesn't make me come, I'm stealing something. So that's brilliant. That goes along with your point.
Yeah. Well. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. I mean, dudes, like if you're coming, she needs to come. I will say like I've started taking it in the opposite direction though, that like after I come, I'll just roll over. And I kind of feel bad about it because like these dudes haven't fucked me mm-hmm. over in the past. But I also feel like I'm over like trying to go the extra mile for dudes.
Yeah. Welcome to 14 years with the same person because I do the same thing. Like, sorry bro, I'm done.
I actually remember you telling stories about this.
Yeah, he gets real mad sometimes, but whatever.
I had to communicate a while back
I'm tired.
Yeah, where I was like, fuck. Yeah. You know, you're not doing anything to get me in the mood. It was like basically like, hey, give me your hand. It touched my dick. And I'm like, dude, I have zero interest. Like, if you want to go to Pound Town, it's going to be dry as fuck. Like, you're not doing anything.
Fuck. You gotta prime the pump. We were talking about this earlier.
It's just so it was so annoying. So I finally was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm gonna speak up for myself and was, listen, like, this has to be a two-way street.
This is with your husband.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't care. Like I said, I don't care if this hurts your feelings. I'm sorry, but there's two people engaging in this.
I heard a long time ago the psychology behind turning a woman on versus a man on is a man essentially needs like 30 seconds of like, hey, exactly, baby. But a woman needs earlier in the day when you didn't acknowledge something or you did, like, you guys got in a fight about something or whatever. And then all of that like culminates into intimacy. And when a woman doesn't have that, then a lot of times, you know, when it comes down to having sex that night, he's just like, let's just go to Pound Town, like you said. And for her, she's like, whoa, I'm still pissed at you about the five things you did this morning, that you completely ignored me with this, or you snapped at me about that, and you whatever, and how that all comes together. But I feel like you and Victor have such open communication.
Victor, so funny.
God, I love his abs.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's got a lot of them.
You guys are crazy.
Yes, we were telling a story earlier about, was it Matthew?
They just and, like, weren't ready. His abs
and Victor ready. I came to Cleveland for a game, and it was me, Matthew, and Victor, and I was just like, Victor said, I just looked over at Matthew and like gave like a side eye and was like, show him, go ahead, show him,
stop.
And Matthew was like, oh, they're not ready.
Stop.
Talking about his abs. Blech. I know. He's like, why did I not give like my exes pseudonames? Poor guys.
I know. I wonder if any of them listen.
Well, oh, I'm sure not, but I'm sure like.
If you are, thanks for the listen.
We love you. Oh, subscribe and share. Yeah.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Oh my God, you guys. We have, speaking of that, we're going to take a little refill break on the drinks and listen to this, and we'll come right back.
Enjoying the show so far?
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback.
We have so much fun. You guys are the best.
I love Stop Signs Are Optional. It's empowering. It's fun.
It's a great show.
My friends and I love it.
Hey, the show is great. I love it.
You can follow us and drop us a comment on Instagram at Stop Signs Are Optional.
I always follow them.
Or reach out to us directly at StopSignsAreOptional@gmail.com.
Oh, my God. Is that the dispatcher from 1-800-FREEWAY?
Jessica.
Jessica from 55 and older.
How cheesy is that?
Endorsing stop signs.
This is going to be the only episode that you ever hear that in, because both Allie and I do not like it.
Stop signs are optional. What,
that part? Any of like the like stuff that they sent us, none of we find it to be a little
Who
cheesy,
the fuck
right?
Said that?
Well, only because it's not people that really listen to us. We would love it for people to make, you know, comments, or whatever. Drop comments,
subscribe, share. Please share. Like, we get. Who I can't said say those enough things. How much we paid someone like $50 to make us like six different.
They work for now. They're doing it justice. It's fine.
No, yeah. Well, we're not literally after. Probably, I have like a ton of sound bites for you.
They're great.
But outside of that, we're probably not going to use them. Anyway, the point is, please subscribe. Please share. We get so many videos, pictures, text messages, like people we talk to. It's like really flattering. Like, it's incredible the amount of people that actually listen to the show. But please like subscribe, share it, tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
But don't tell like our parents.
No, fuck. Don't tell my mom.
I had to hide my mom from the story, my Instagram stories.
Sorry, mom. Aww. I like orgies. I got to pee.
Okay. Go pee. We will definitely have you back and talk about many topics.
Yes. I have so many things to talk about.
Dude. You really do.
Gotcha. I'm real fucked up.
Down, girl.
I'm real fucked up.
Same. One of the things I love about you and your relationship and yourself is that
are you recording this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was going to say.
You are very open about going to therapy for yourself, for your relationship. And I feel like that's why, like, you're definitely... you and Allie are like my go-to therapist, basically.
Oh, that's, I don't know if you...
I was on a play date yesterday and I was talking with the mom and she was asking... I know this sounds so stupid.
Lady with three.
Vanessa, you should not be like, because you are a mom.
Yeah. Of three kids.
I will never go on a play date ever. Fuck that.
Never? Well, You've never done a play date?
I'm forced. I'm paid to do it.
That is your job.
Yeah. I will send my nanny. Is it weird that play dates?
Yeah, she's a nanny. That's what she does for a living. Yeah. Can we talk about how creepy it was when your nanny woke me up?
That was one of my favorite moments ever because I wish you could have seen, like, from my perspective, because I was literally like running up the steps like, no.
Like, I was sleeping in one of your kids' rooms.
What was happening and tried to stop it.
Yeah, on a Sunday night. And at first, I didn't know she had a nanny. So when I woke up, was it like 6:30 or 7 in the morning?
Yeah, because she came in and she was waking everybody up to get ready for school.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing. I thought it was, I was like, oh, it's and then like my eyes adjust and I realize it's not, it's an adult female that's not. And I was like, what the fuck happened last night? Like, there was alcohol involved.
I don't know. There was a lot of shit that happened the day before, though. And that was a lot of fun.
It was so
fun.
There
was, like, tequila flying everywhere.
Yeah. And I woke up to another woman trying to wake me up like a child. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like, it's time to wake up for school.
What did she think? Was she like, wait, what?
So it was funny because I was, like, coming out of my room. Like, I had my bag, like, ready to go to work. And I saw her just, like, backing out of the room. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you.
Oh no! How old is your nanny? My kid just gained
10 years or
she's
20 years.
Her 40s.
Okay,
she's older. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a blur.
Amazing.
Yeah, and she was like, "Damn it!" Yeah. Well,
sorry,
Vanessa. I mean,
I came in and gave you a goodbye hug too. Like,
you came and sat on my bed.
I did.
Or the bed, and you were like, "It was so sweet."
I gave my kids a hug and a kiss, and I was like, "Bye, Lindsay. Have a safe flight. I love you."
That's awesome.
It was really precious. It was really precious.
I don't like leave her chocolate bars and stuff, though. I feel like I'm done.
That's all Tom.
That's Allie and Tom. Tom.
Fuck. I just feed you tequila and give you a goodbye kiss and send you on your way.
That's just as good.
That's like the balance of life, right?
Yeah, that fills different parts of the soul.
Like, look, welcome to my house. Like,
I have a chocolate dick for us eat tonight. Can we just?
I call a ball.
Should we all take a?
Is this the first time you're taking it out of the package?
Yeah, it's the first time I'm touching it.
Hold on, I have to.
It does smell good.
It smells like chocolate.
Yeah, it smells great.
Is it dark chocolate?
Eat a dick. Oh my God! It has veins and everything.
Yeah, it was my Valentine's gift from Fuckboy.
Get that out of here! There's veins.
Can I tell you?
That looks like a legit dildo.
When
did they take a mold of somebody's dick?
They had to have.
How do you get these veins?
I was laughing so hard, and then the next thing I said was, "Oh my God! Look at the veins!
Oh my God! There's skin!"
Yeah.
Do you see it right there?
Circumcised. It's a circumcised chocolate dick. That's. I kind of want
to
bite. But.
Yeah, can you bite into it to see if it's hollow? I think it's probably solid. Was there hair on it? What a pube. Ew.
That's disgusting.
Fuck.
Am I just biting it or licking it?
No, I need you to bite it to see if it's hollow. Bite the head.
Oh no,
it's solid. It's rock hard. Fuck.
She's going to break her teeth on the chocolate dick.
Oh my God. Don't swallow it. Spit it out.
This is pretty common for me. BRB. That's amazing.
Oh my God. Are you going to barf?
No, but after that cleanse, I can't. Like, I'm going to drink my sugar and eat it. Oh, it does taste good, though.
I'm going to drink my sugar, not eat it.
Mm-hmm. We all know I do like some dark chocolate dick.
You literally just bit the head right off.
Yeah, I did. Try and fuck with me, boys.
Fuck.
Oh my gosh. Well,
anyway,
what I was saying before. So the mom was talking to me about something that they were going through. And then later on when I went home, she messaged me. She's like, thanks for the therapy session. How much do I owe you? And I was like, that's funny.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of people say that to me, that I'm like a therapist.
Totally.
But I made like some quote when you and I were talking about therapy once. It said, listen, I'm human. I bitch and complain and vent. But why do people go to therapy? Because it's fucking normal to have negative emotions. It's like a spiritual cleanse we have to have when we get rid of them. Because it's so... therapy is becoming more normal.
Yeah. It's becoming more popular.
It is. So Victor and I have had this conversation. Like he went to therapy for a while on his own. And I didn't. But then we also went together as a couple. And something that he was struggling with, you know, when we went through that whole transitional phase was like thinking something versus like saying something out loud and actually believing it.
a lot of people would be like, oh, I'd like to chop that person's head off. But then like you say it out loud and you're like, fuck, no, I wouldn't do that. So that was like a huge, I guess, pivotal point in our relationship where, you know, we were going through a point in time where we were like, no, we're not for each other. But then you say it out loud and start going through the motions of like not being together. And it's just like, therapy kind of brings that stuff out that you don't,
because it's an extra person that doesn't know either of you that can kind of just give you guys unbiased advice.
For sure.
I love the point though about just saying it out loud, because there's so many times that things will ruminate in my head or anyone's head, right? Mm-hmm. And especially with a friend or a significant other, whatever relationship that you're in, and you say it to the person, and even I've done that before in the moment, I think, oh, I wish I hadn't just said that later. Right. I thought that's what I wanted or I meant. And then though, once you say it, you know, there, it's difficult to take back and have that conversation in the moment with the person, and it can be hurtful. And people make decisions about relationships, leaving, you know, a significant other or whatever it is, without actually thinking it through or talking it through with someone. And a lot of times it's just talking it through with yourself.
Yeah.
Sure. Or so with a friend. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is I love having conversations. And I feel like in the last year or so, I've really started to open up more and be, because things that I go through or think are very normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so normal.
Well, that's like, I mean, the entire time we've been talking, like things like Christianity and religion and like thoughts of non-monogamy and therapy, like I feel like, you know, like specifically speaking about thoughts of non-monogamy, like I think it's so normal. Like everybody thinks about, you know, I don't believe that humans are made to be monogamous creatures. Like that's why we have these thoughts about other people and like we're attracted to other people and that's natural. But like social constructs put us in this box to believe that like those thoughts are bad, like marriage is for one person and marriage is the thing that you need to do. And, you know, thinking about anybody other than your significant other is a terrible thing. And, you know, I think that results in a lot of the things that come up in therapy.
Yeah. Well, and I think on our first episode, Lindsay and I talked about, Tom and I have spoken about it. And, I mentioned the fact that I feel like there is more than one soulmate for you in the world.
For sure.
Because there's so many different parts of a human being. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing for me, to be completely honest and transparent, is I don't think that we have gotten there of like bringing others into the bedroom is because it's me. Like I have this mental block and I have awful self-confidence and self-image issues. It's just like a mental block. You can't think of reasons why.
No, I get that.
I think that's normal.
Yeah, and I know it's normal because it's becoming more normal to talk about it.
There's a lady that had a TED Talk, and I would give anything if anyone out there knows her name or can find the TED Talk, because I've tried to find it for years. But essentially, she talks about how non-monogamy, having the thoughts of it, are so natural, and so many couples will play along with it. They'll go out to the bars and they'll like have the banter like, oh, she's hot or he's cute, let's bring them back, whatever. And then they come home without the other person and have sex, and then after they're like, oh, that was fun, like it was fun to be flirty with these other people or whatever. But after like they've had sex, the couple has, they're like, okay, well, we're glad that didn't actually happen. And it reminds me a lot, like during porn or when I'm masturbating, I think of some fucked up shit, like fucked up.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then after I finish, I'm just like, oh my God,
yeah.
I would never do that. So I think like, and again, I can't remember, I wish I could find her, because it just, the way she articulated it makes so much sense. And sometimes I think that, because I've always been into having open relationships, and that's, you know, we've talked about that on here as well. For me, there are times that I think, okay, like, what if we just had that banter and playfulness, and then that kind of like turns us on, but then
the actual act of it,
because that a lot of times can, it has fucked up some of my relationships. Like it has, typically the guy is not either able to separate their feelings for that other person because sex to them means something so much more, or then it changes the way they look at me because then they've watched me like fool around with someone else.
I feel like that's where I'm at too. Like, obviously I have that mental block of the self-image and like the lack of self-confidence, whatever.
Yeah.
But I also, sometimes I think about it and we talk about it, you know, in bed and stuff like that. But then I really think about it and I'm like, I don't know if I'd actually be able to go through with it, because I cheated on someone in high school. Like I cheated on my first love in high school, and I like to this day don't think I've ever gotten over it.
Oh,
Lindsay, Lindsay's the one that told my ex-boyfriend that I cheated on
him. Did I really?
Yes.
Yikes.
Oh, well, should, I don't sorry. Care.
It's okay.
Take another no, bite but, of that dick.
Yeah, I should. No. Damn. We do have high school stories, yeah, though.
That's a story for another time. I don't carry aneurysm, and I don't give a fuck. But
yeah, I could tell by the way you said that.
No, I really don't, because obviously I was better off without that guy anyway. But I don't know. It's like I do have that confidence issue, but I also like wonder if I would feel comfortable doing it.
But don't you think it's fun just like being able to talk about it?
I like talking about it. The whole fantasy of it is like great. Yeah. But I don't know if I want it to go more than just a fantasy.
See, that's my thing. I think it's just whenever I come, I'm like done. Like, get away from me. The thought is like, I'm done with porn. I'm done with like, if I brought someone else home, it's like, fuck, are you going to like hang out now? I don't have to make you a sandwich. Like, what do I do with you? Like,
scrambled eggs.
Uber Eats and bye.
No, even Uber Eats. Like, I'll just put you in the Uber. Here's $20 for McDonald's. I don't know what that costs now.
That's interesting. That's
a prostitute though, if I have to pay him. Which actually I'm like totally down with that. I'm down with prostitution
because they go right away.
I'm done fucking around with friends. It has made so many different situations so weird for me. It just has. And yeah, prostitution would be great. Like I would
legalize it. The night.
So down.
Sex fuck legalizing workers. Weed.
1-800 free Willy.
Legalize marijuana. Jessica.
Allie, that was like an interesting thing that you said though, because like I struggled with that too. And like I still do struggle with self-image, but like, I guess I've kind of switched my like mindset to more focus on Victor.
Mm-hmm. Your husband.
Yeah. That like, I guess I have it in the back of my mind that like I am the only person that he's ever slept with. So I want to be a part of that experience with him.
I could totally get that.
Yeah. And like just the thought of him, I don't know,
being with someone else.
Yeah. Like being a part of him, like feeling pleasure and like experiencing that with him is like, I don't know.
A turn on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that I
And also like weird. Like I feel like I would connect with him deeper on that, like sharing that experience.
I 100% get what you're saying. I get it. Because that's only something that you guys can share together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not you and that other person, because that other person has no idea.
Right.
Like the connection.
Like that, I know I'm his A1 from day one.
Why do you have that look on your face?
Well, no, because we were texting the other day, or I think it was yesterday, about being wife. Okay, so like for his passwords at work, he uses like his kids and like my wife and different things. So now his new password, he changed it to like Lindsay is my second wife. Instead of like, he told me that he keeps typing Lindsay, or told us Lindsay is my second kid.
Yeah. That's like funny. It was like a joke that all started. But
and now it's like, whatever. So, but then the conversation yesterday like molded into like, I don't actually think I could ever give that title away. Sorry. Like, mm-hmm. is like my ride or die. She's
Vanessa.
Thank you.
Skirt. You have Vanessa. A lot of editing to do.
Thank you. Oh my God. Vanessa is my ride or die. She is like my number one. Yeah. And so, that's why I was looking at her like that, because like we just had this conversation about how like I was like, can you just drop the wife and just call me number two? Then I'm fine with that.
Oh my gosh.
She is my number two.
Totally fine. Yeah.
Well, that would be, I mean, coming from where you guys have been when you first got together and got married, that would be a cool experience to have together, because you could witness him experiencing something with somebody else because he's never done that before.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of like vagina too.
I love...
That doesn't mean you can't share.
I love watching a dude I'm with getting his dick sucked. We talked about that.
Yeah, but I don't think I would be able. I don't think I could do that, guys. I think I'm just a selfish.
Okay, but
bitch.
That's another reason. Like, I think
no,
like,
that's just your preference. That doesn't make you selfish.
No, yeah, not at all.
Ew,
James,
bestie, we speak at the same time. Ugh.
I think that's why like getting a hooker would be great, because it's not someone you'd ever have to see again. Yeah, like, go to Canada, get a hooker. But have fun.
No
like
emotional attachment.
But like a tested hooker.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think like when you have legal prostitution, there is...
That's another conversation too. Like, we almost made it into a sex club in Toronto.
I want to go with you guys.
But Victor panicked and we left.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, you are my husband and I am Victor.
Maybe you four should go together, but also with me.
Yeah, we were literally standing outside of the sex club for like 20 minutes and he was like toking on this pen for like 20 minutes trying to get super high. And I was like, can we just go in
and
didn't go.
No, we didn't go, and it was fine. Like it was, but like even in that, like I felt like that was another part of the process for us. Like we were there, we were talking about it. It was fun. It was silly. Like I was laughing at him. He was getting high because he was freaking out. And then we went home and had great sex.
I was
We were experiencing that together.
The excitement of the situation.
Like
that was my question: was how great was the sex after?
It was great. It was so fun.
Exactly.
And
so there's nothing
maybe
wrong
one
either
day
with,
we'll make it into the sex
I mean
club in
maybe
Toronto.
You walk in and you
baby
just,
steps
and you just observe,
yeah,
you know, look around, mm-hmm. see what, get some ideas. I don't know,
yeah, that we'll would
give
be crazy
the ideas, come on.
It's all just a mental block. It's all just a mental block though, if you really think about it.
Totally. Do you guys watch porn together?
No, not together.
Separately. I think I asked you this.
I just feel
pilot.
Like anytime I'm like watching porn is because I'm by myself and I'm horny. But like when we're together and we're horny, we just...
Oh, can I ask a weird question?
Nothing's weird.
Yeah, what's the weirdest porn you've ever watched?
Nope.
That's so funny.
I don't even think
I could think of one.
Do it.
I had like five images that just flashed through my mind that I was like, because I would go to jail.
I'll bet. Okay, well...
Okay, that skirt delete.
Cool.
No, I think
hide my kids from you.
I think that
sick. Can I put some Lizzo on?
This is hard. Yes.
No, what you have to that? Answer. I feel like you have to answer.
This is Vanessa.
This is Samantha.
Is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Samantha's my drunk alter ego.
Nobody has asked any real weird questions.
You just happy to see me, or is that a White Claw in your pants?
There's a White Claw in my pants. Sorry. I spilled so much White Claw all over the back of my legs yesterday. We saw a manatee yesterday.
Stop slurring
no.
those words.
Yeah. Stop, there's you're not excited. Over. A little more enthusiasm.
And we saw Lynn.
Oh my god, I'm so aggressive with him.
You know how Victor and I kind of like banter and fight a little bit?
Yeah.
So do you and Fuckboy.
No, I just yell at him. He doesn't fight.
Fuckboy, start fighting back.
Oh my god. Except you're gonna have to edit that too because I literally screamed.
I also have something for I'll bleep it out. You know how we were saying that we were going to start recording our own shit?
Wait, you're avoiding my question.
100, I'm going to do that in a second.
Yeah.
No, I 100% am avoiding the question by playing all these sound bites.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Stop Signs Are Optional podcast. It's a place where we can do whatever we want, talk about whatever we want, and be whoever we want, and nobody gives a flying fuck. Enjoy today's episode.
I'm such a preschool teacher.
And nobody gives a flying
no one
fuck.
Is it right, just me, so or did no I sound one, like a preschool teacher?
You sounded, yeah, that was like all right. Not the best one.
Wait, I'm not letting this go. No one gives a flying fuck. So what's your weirdest porn?
I'm not answering this. It's nothing like it's truly nothing illegal.
Okay.
It just gets, okay. So we were talking about this earlier, I think, at some point we've all talked about this. Like the reason porn becomes such an addiction is for two reasons. One, it's like ruining the female orgasm. But because dudes, when you fuck girls, the way they fuck them in porn, that doesn't incite. Like
anytime I watch them, like, there's no way that's enjoyable.
Yeah, they're just like, no, for sure. And I used to do that all the time. Like I moan now when I'm enjoying it. Like yeah. I'm not just.
Well, playing. I keep quiet because I have to. Because my cousin lives downstairs.
That's right. But like it's giving guys the wrong impression that all they have to do is what they see in porn
totally.
To get a girl off. And it doesn't. But also you get down a rabbit hole of like, okay, that gets me off. But now I need a little more. Now that gets me off. Now I need a little more. And so I've only watched porn twice since my cleanse. And it's been really helpful. Like it allows me to enjoy sex a little more. And I mean, a lot of times during sex, I was thinking of these fucked up scenarios in my mind from
really?
Porn just to be able to get off. Do you guys not have these problems? Or like, do you think about
sometimes
porn?
I think about like what I have to get at the grocery store.
I need lettuce.
Oh my God. Like some chocolate dick and a cucumber.
Going back to what we were talking about before, it's like, there was no work being put into warming me up, getting me hot.
Prime the pump.
If that is going to be how it's going to, I'm just going to think about what I have to get to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you do what you have to do. But like, I'm going to be a bitch about it.
Oh, See, there's times like
when I start making out with someone and I'm like, oh yeah, I want to get down, like, it takes my vagina a second to like lube things up. Like, I'm down, my mind.
Oh, but like, yeah, I've been there.
A dude gets a boner like that. Like, it takes your body a second to produce juice. Like, it doesn't just happen in a flick of a, I don't know, like, give me 2 or 3 minutes.
It takes me like 4 seconds. My vagina's really wet right now.
Mine is like constantly a little moist. I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry to everybody.
But truly, to get like fully going, like, it takes a minute or two. Like, it's not instantaneous.
Yeah. I have a question. Do you guys actually like get off or are horny during drunk sex?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? I just feel like I'm like numb.
When you said that you guys got home or went to the hotel the other night and you didn't feel like having drunk sex, what? I so badly wanted to be like, that's the best shit. Yeah, sometimes.
I don't know. I mean, I've never really, unless it was like back in high school, but I don't ever really remember. I'm having fun, no doubt, but yeah, like, I'm not getting
off. I'm much more likely to get looser. Yeah, no. Yeah, there's times, I guess, where it's crazy. Are the boys like?
I'm just really upset that nobody answered my question.
I don't have anything weird.
Why don't you share?
No.
I think the weirdest porn I've ever watched is probably like dominatrix shit or like women getting those machines. I don't really remember anything being like, oh, that's really fucking weird. Because what I do is I go on to Pornhub and I just like scroll until I see something that like tickles my fancy. Yeah. And then I click it.
I kind of do the same thing. And then I'm like, I just kind of go from there and then start picking categories.
Mm-hmm. I mean, otherwise nothing. I don't think anything really.
All right. Well,
it's okay. About that time.
It's about that time.
Stop signs are no longer optional.
Ew. Stop.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's true. So this is the point in the segment
that you have to answer 3 questions and stop signs are not optional.
Wait,
so
I have to answer them?
Yes.
So we bought this game. Fuck? And I went through them and I got 3 questions out that I thought was appropriate for our conversations.
5 seconds to answer each one.
Okay, so number one, you're going to flip over and what does it say?
Mm-hmm. What is the most embarrassing thing that your parents have caught you doing? My dad was fixing my car and found handcuffs in my car when I was 17.
Were they fuzzy?
No, but
they were just. So did you like blame it on like cops and robbers? Or
I
what?
Didn't blame anybody. I didn't blame anything. He just told my mom, and my mom was like, "Ashley, he knows what's going on." And I was like, "Let's not talk about it."
Yeah.
And so you guys just never spoke about it.
Never talked about it.
Have your parents ever found anything of yours?
My dad came home when my high school boyfriend and I were having sex, and there was a lot of commotion upstairs. Like, I ran to the sunroom to go see what was like, that.
Were you naked? That sunroom has seen some shit.
I know. So I ran into the sunroom that looks over the driveway, and I saw my dad coming home, and I was like, "Oh my god!" And then I ran over and I knocked over the ironing board, and obviously he heard it because it was summer and the windows were open. And then I was like, "Oh, Dad, I'm about to get in the shower, and so and so's on the computer." And he goes, "I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night."
Yes!
And then we like walked downstairs, and I was like, "We out.
We gone.
She gone."
Oh my god. Okay.
Does size matter? No.
Oh. I love. Okay. No. Even though you're just.
Let's circle back around. Victor has a great penis.
We had an entire group chat going. Was it last night? Yesterday. Yeah, about
this
how.
This morning? Today? Yesterday? Yeah, I don't know.
Unless it's like a millipenis, but because insertion is insertion. It's just like how you. A maneuver on
yeah but no, have you also no. met your clitoris
right exactly
yeah so size doesn't matter
yeah but if you're on top of a guy and like the only thing that's rubbing is your clit and you can't tell if a guy's inside of you or not pass
there was a guy I knew
why you're still gonna come eventually
I was obsessed with him and he had the smallest wiener
yeah
I might as well just be matters. Like masturbating myself
that's fine but if he's still like touching you and stuff and like making out that's really hot
well
he better be getting out
too I will say too big is
What's something in your web browsing history that you'd be embarrassed if someone saw?
Oh, and we've come full circle.
Full circle. Probably that I like to watch.
Oh, I've watched that.
Maybe
I didn't think that was weird.
I've never watched.
You've never watched?
You should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say people are weird. People are close-minded.
Close-minded, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the worst kind of people.
Ugh.
Oh man,
close-minded.
Well, that was so much fun.
Yeah, let's do it again.
If you guys,
right now, yeah, I'm gonna go take some Molly.
Vanessa should be on the podcast more often, make sure that you leave a comment saying so.
Yeah, I have so many stories. I have so much to talk about.
I know. Hit us up on Instagram. Let us know what you think about Vanessa and her fabulous self. Let us know about your guys' insecurities in the bedroom with your own partners or like things you've wanted to experiment with. Again, we get so many messages from you guys. Yeah. We love it.
Did we say anything Please that you us. Were like, oh my gosh, I'm not alone? Because we love those moments.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Exactly. And if we can share them on the air, please let us know. Sometimes we ask if we can say certain things, but sometimes we're asked not to, which we will abide by.
Yeah, just but fine. That's what this is about, right? Like breaking the social construct.
Send us a voice memo.
I think that's what I've heard, that the voice memo, I've heard from a couple people that the link outside of Anchor, it won't prompt. Like if they go to record, it doesn't work. So you can just send us a voice message, like text, like private DM us, and we'll find a way for you guys to message us those.
Jessica, for a medical alert, call us.
Jessica, 55 and over.
We need to call her back tonight.
Yeah, what you're thinking is normal.
Yeah. You're not alone.
And healthy.
It is healthy. It is normal. Mm-hmm. Everyone's vaginas are wet sometimes just when you're sitting staring longingly into your girlfriend's eyes. Yes. It's normal. It's fine.
In Victor's joggers.
It's totally fine. It's okay if you play with your girlfriend's boobs while you're sitting.
I would like to thank the good Lord and good universe for... Not good Lord, because I'm not good. The good universe for gray sweatpants.
Take that. Gray sweatpants. Fuck, all day.
All day.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait to talk to you guys again and interact with you on the interweb.
Yes. Yeah, we love you.
Love you.
Peace out.
Boy.
Bye. Bye. Let's eat this chocolate dick.
Yup.